It's time for another episode of Foul Monkeys.
My ass is not big and ragdoll.
The Sistine Chapel in this bitch.
That hallway has an echo.
And here's your host, Ricky, and probably Julian, and maybe Nicole.
Woman of Foul Monkeys, this is Ricky.
And this is Julian.
And you have downloaded episode 268.
Yes.
Of Foul Monkeys. Today is Sunday, March 14th,
2010. And we are horribly sorry for wasting 11 minutes of your time with technical difficulties.
Like I was telling Julian, it's not like this 1 hour is a waste of time anyway. I mean, it is, really. But
well, at least they can listen to us as opposed to
nothing.
Yeah.
Kind of felt like Big Fatty when he was Pride 48 went on and he was supposed to go live and his shit didn't work. Of course, Big Fatty fucks everything up.
No! So.
No, I will not podcast on Pride 48. No! sorry, I still have a little bit of the sickies still.
So what you got going on? What's happening? What's new?
Hold on, let me... Can
I talk?
Yeah, talk. No, I was just going to put on Twitter that we're actually recording.
Oh, so. You can't talk and twit at the same time?
You told me to say something.
You can't twat and talk at the same time? My goodness.
I'm not like multi...
You are not multi-talented?
Well, no, I wouldn't say that. Today is an excellent spring day in Florida. It is fucking awesome outside. We have our windows open. It's what, maybe 75 degrees? Not even that.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like perfect sunny.
It's 70 degrees in the
house. Oh, it's 7?
Yeah.
Well, but we have the windows open. What do you think it is outside?
I don't know.
But the windows are open. The sun's out. The clouds. There's hardly any clouds in the sky. It's awesome. So, enjoying this day.
Excellent. Excellent.
How you been, Julian?
I have been lovely. I spent Friday night, most of Saturday with Connor.
Mm-hmm.
He's been under, well, on his back.
Thanks to you. His back.
He have had some back issues. Shut up. I'll get there. He had some back issues this week, so he's been having to take it easy and lay low. So we just kind of chilled. And
you went all circus freak on his ass.
I cannot help it that I may have got a little too...
Oh, poor Connor.
Aggressive.
Poor thing.
And twisted a nerve.
Daddy needed it.
Yeah. But so, yeah, it was, he was so cute yesterday. We were like laying in bed.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I was laying over on my stomach. And he's like taking his finger and like writing letters or writing... on my back. He's like,
oh, puke. Like, are we in fifth grade?
Yeah.
Like a fleet.
He's like, what am I writing? I'm like, I don't know. He's like, let me try it again. So he takes his hand and like wipes it off. I'm like, really?
Puke.
You wiped it off.
I want to puke right now. God damn it.
So that was a nice way to segue into Ricky just got home 2 hours ago from a 20-hour day.
It wasn't so okay, much a date as left, a get together.
Okay, you left at 3 o'clock yesterday.
No, 3:30.
You did not get home until 1 o'clock this afternoon.
Yeah, it wasn't a date. It was more of a hangout. We went to dinner and then we drank a bunch of beer and watched 3 or 4 movies and then we went to bed.
Uh huh.
So it was fun. He's cute. You know, I've known him for a while.
Uh huh.
Actually, 4 or 5 years maybe.
Uh huh.
So he's a nice guy, and I had fun, and we drank, and
it just
laughed.
It just so happens we have him on the phone right now.
What?
Ricky's date? Are you with us?
Yes, I'm here.
Where are you calling from?
I'm inside Ricky's ass.
Shut up.
It smells like hot garbage in here.
Shut up. You're so stupid.
Are you going to be able to get out?
No, it's cavernous. I've been lost in here since last night.
I'm sorry.
Nothing like that happened. I am so sorry to tell everyone on the show, the whole 3 people we have in the room, and Julian, nothing like that happened. We just hung out, We cuddled a little bit, and then I came home. He's a nice guy, you know. It wasn't even really a date. It was just hanging out.
And cuddling.
Yeah.
A lot of cuddling, huh?
Well, it wasn't a lot, no. I told you. It wasn't until this morning, anyway.
The listeners want to know.
Well, I'm telling them everything that I want them to know.
Oh, okay.
Angry! He might be listening. I don't know.
Well, okay.
And if he is, that's cool.
Well, I'm not saying anything. Scott, I'm not saying anything bad.
No. But he's nice. He's cute. And he's an art teacher. And I, you know, I love the art boys.
And he's employed.
Yes, and has a car and his own house.
Wow.
I know.
We are moving on up. Something that shocked the shit out of me was yesterday you actually washed your car.
I washed and vacuumed it out.
I didn't know about the vacuum. Oh, my God.
I vacuumed it out, too. And I took all the trash out inside of it, too.
Wow.
I know. It's amazing.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm going to have to buy another stereo to put in my car. So.
Well, you can go down to Radio Shack and get you one of them realistic Model 200.
No.
They still got that.
I'll still pay at least $70.
You can press the button and the little thing will go zip across there.
Whatever. I need something cheap like that. Damn it. All right, let's name a few people that's in the room.
He's got the 8-track up in here.
Not the 8-track. Damn. Let's see, we have Alex in the room. Hey, Alex. We have Connor, which is Mac Lover.
Mm-hmm.
Brother Sinatius. Hey. I don't know. I know who he is. I don't know where he's from, though.
Okay.
We have Joe Zubia, which we got a phone call from him, but he won't let us play it.
Right. We got Turnip Head. Mm-hmm. Hey, Daddy.
Haunt Cub. Hey.
And Drew Reggie.
And Drew Reggie. Where the fuck is Veritable Virgo?
I know.
Where the fuck is Joe in Dallas?
I know.
Where
is Franco?
Yeah, Franco's never on the show anymore.
Who can show up for everybody else's show?
And call on everybody
and
else's
call
show.
In.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he hasn't called in our show in months. I'm disowning him.
Oh, Gravitas isn't in here? He's usually in here, too.
I know.
Angry!
You're angry!
Oh, he's almost home, so he can jump on Pride 48, Gravitas is.
Oh, well, cool.
He, you know, he probably got to get home and de-glitter himself.
We'll have our resident Gaijin in the room.
Right. Which I was listening to. What was I listening to? Oh, I was listening to Archer this weekend. He did a live show.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently Gravitas is fucking hot.
Oh, really?
Like muscles and hot. So,
Since you don't do the Asians, then it doesn't you no good.
Gravitas, send me your picture. I want to see. Maybe you'll change my mind.
Haunt Cub said he barely made it back from bareback in time.
Blackberry?
I don't know.
Best Buy. Big balls. Big fatty? What? Yeah. We need to stop talking about Big Fatty. Hey, Adam. Adam's in the room. So, God, I got sick this week.
You did.
Yeah.
And I kind of made you feel bad one morning.
Oh, motherfucker. I was in my room and I hear it. And I'm like, Finbar, stop farting, you nasty bitch. And then he's just like, what? So I walk out the room and Julian is spraying the fucking doorknobs.
With Lysol.
I'm like, my fucking God, really? In my own house? How dare you?
Then that's what he said to me. I'm like, it kills the sicky germs. And you know what? I haven't been sick yet.
Yeah. So. And then like everybody at work was looking at me like I was a leper. I was like, stop looking at me.
Well,
but it's kind of going away now.
If I could, I'd just keep you in an aerosol of Lysol at all times.
Oh, my God. Like Pigpen, but from Charlie Brown, but it's Lysol instead of dirt.
Yes.
Let's see. Anything else going on this week that we... There wasn't much to go on, I don't think.
No.
Oh, we have a swan that's outside our house. Did we talk about that?
No, but I did post a pic on my...
I posted a little video of it
on Facebook for those people who follow me, you know. But
oh wow! Well, we have a whole hour to do.
I know, and
we
we're
have
not gonna
shit
make
to
it.
Talk about.
I have a couple of things.
You guys need to give us some stuff to talk about.
One is something you made me put on the show notes before you left for Chicago. Actually,
oh, what was it?
Vajazzled.
Oh yeah, I saw on TV. That's really weird. So they have this thing called Vajazzled, and what they do is you go into this store. I don't know if it's in New York or California, but they put rhinestones or
on your cooch?
Swarovski crystals right above where your vajayjay is.
Ew.
Yeah, it's really weird. And they were showing the reporter that was doing it, and she was showing it. It was kind of gross.
Fucking nasty.
I wonder if they could like dig bizzled or like do your balls or something. Wouldn't that be cool if you like if you pulled your balls out and it looked like a fucking disco ball? That's a lot of crystals for me. I don't know if I could afford that. Hunt Cub, if you would have listened to the last show, you would know that the motorboating did happen.
Yeah. Do you have the Swarovski herpes, or are those crystals on your balls?
No. Swarovski herpes.
Oh, okay.
It was funny. This week at work, we were talking about like herpes and stuff like that at lunchtime.
Right.
And we were talking about herpes, and somebody goes, what do they look like? And I go, oh, they're like little cauliflower things. And then they're like, no, that's genital warts. And Samantha goes, no, herpes is just blisters all over yourself. And I'm like, oh, better.
My answer would have been, I don't know.
Well, I'm going to know from sex ed class.
Been with somebody with
herpes. I haven't either.
So,
but I'm just saying, we were just talking about what it looks like and stuff like that. Mm-mm. So,
no, ma'am.
Oh, Haunt Cub, it's on your iPod, but you haven't had a chance.
Not in Wasilla.
Sorry. Yes, I did motorboat, Lauren. It was awesome. I still had fun in Chicago. And
there are pictures to prove it.
Yeah, there are pictures, but it's only on my Facebook. So if you're not my friend on Facebook, then...
And Haunt Cub, I will understand if you don't make it all the way through our last episode, because Connor fell asleep halfway through Ricky telling the Chicago story.
Whatever. People were jealous. Whatever.
It's podcast ambient.
Connor is like on 4 heavy medications, so I'm pretty sure that my stories weren't putting him to sleep. It's his back injury that he received from you. You whore. You circus freak whore. That can't resist and have to hurt people with your ass.
No.
When he says no, don't jump on me, that means no, don't jump on him.
He did not say no. I'm just saying. Right.
Is he talking about Chicago?
What?
Haunt Cub, would you really look for a job there, or was that covered too? Yes, that was covered.
Yeah, we talked about that.
We had like a emotional moment there. But I can honestly say now that this weather is happening right now, I'm like,
fuck Chicago.
Ooh, I'm loving Florida again.
Now that your nipples aren't freezing off.
He said, Connor said he asked for more.
Of course he did.
God.
Who could get enough of me?
Yourself? Like, come on now. Oh my God. Enough about Julian. Let's talk about Julian.
And why wouldn't they?
One emails me. And
hey.
And then he gets all these emails.
Well, because I just, you know, got my show email address and we just put it up on the show. So I've gotten a few.
Mm-hmm. No one fucking emailed me.
Well, what does that say about you?
Do you hear the leaves rustling? That sounds so good.
What does that say about you?
That I'm a fucking loser and nobody loves me and I'm just going to end it all right
now. They love you. If I'd have went to Chicago, nobody show up.
Oh, please.
Even the people I was staying with.
Speaking of trips.
Oh, I thought you were going to say speaking of tricks.
No. We are still pretty much we're going to go to Austin.
Yeah.
So hopefully there'll be a bunch of people there that we can
need
meet.
To work out the logistics of this.
And right.
Like our flights and whatnot, but
like what's the soonest you can pay for your flight, do you think?
Depends on how much it is.
It's about 200.
Oh, I can pay for it tomorrow if I had to.
Okay, wow. Well, aren't you something special?
Yes, I am. Thank you.
Oh God. I feed into that shit. Oh, Drummer Sticks. That's what he's got to say.
Yeah, Drummer Sticks sent me a text yesterday and asked, well, since you're dating someone now, would it be inappropriate for you to still get pics? I'm like, well, no, it wouldn't be inappropriate since he's never sent me anything dirty anyway, but you can.
Right. He just said that he left us a voicemail and remember that I love you guys.
But he never replied back to me. I was hurt. I kind of was. That was like a tease.
Vertical, not horizontal.
Huh?
Nessa text messaged me. She said vertical, not horizontal. I don't know what she's talking. Did we say something?
I don't know.
Oh, speaking of that, I forgot to say this on the last show, but Nessa gave me a really good, awesome birthday present.
Uh-huh.
I got it in the mail after I got back from Chicago, and it was three DVDs of some of my favorite 80s movies. I love it.
I was out in the front yard, and Ricky comes running out the front door with DVDs.
I was like, look what I got!
Look what I got!
And Julian's literally so far away, he can't see what it is.
I'm like, what the fuck is that?
So thank you, Nessa. I really appreciate it. Mm-hmm. I love that. You know what I hate about the Amazon wish list?
What's that?
Is that when someone buys you something, it doesn't automatically remove it. You have to go in and remove it yourself.
Really?
Yeah.
You would think when somebody purchases something off of there, it would automatically remove itself.
It doesn't. So well,
get on that Amazon.
Oh no.
Oh no.
Not the videos from the Drunky Cast.
Yes. Also known as Popping Julian's Podcast Cherry.
Julian was the only sane one.
Yeah, I didn't know how to be crazy. No, I didn't know how to be crazy yet on the air.
The show that accidentally got erased after that was fucking
because I talked way too much.
Right. And they're telling a little bit too much about my business.
Yeah, I was telling a little too much about my business. But our friend Lou uploaded to YouTube
six or seven
videos from episodes. Our Drunky Cast, which was in February of last year.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
And then the end of this month, I'll be living here for a year.
That's right.
And we've never had a fight or anything.
Not really.
Although people were like, oh my God, have y'all gotten a big bitch fight yet?
No, I've only raised an eyebrow a couple of times, like the whole Shepherd's Pie Plunger episode.
That was the first week I was here.
Well, the biggest train wreck on there was Nicole. On the videos, yes, because she was a drunken mess, and she had not even as much as Ricky and I and Lou, and we were all still perfectly functional.
But she doesn't even drink that much, so.
She was such a lightweight. Honey sucks. I can't even stand up. Somebody help me go to the bathroom.
I need some two cups.
What's your name again? Oh, Lou. and I will agree with your second part there, Adam.
And then what Connor, what do you say?
And on the podcast.
Oh. Veritable Virgo is cooking, or he would be on here. No excuses.
You can listen and cook at the same time.
Tell the listeners what Connor said about the video and about now. Did we talk about that on the last show?
Yes, we did.
Did I talk about the videos?
Maybe we did. I don't think we did, but
that sucks. Something that we recorded 3 days ago, 4 days ago, we can't remember what we talked about. We're old. We can't stand ourselves.
We can't remember shit.
I know. Like, this is how old I am. We recorded the show, and there were two spots in there that I needed to bleep out. And I edited the whole thing. I was getting ready to upload it. And then I realized I didn't beep the two things out. So I had to start all over
again. I know. And I love your beep when it gets to it. It's like, I'm like, what the fuck was that?
But you couldn't hear what we said.
No, but your bleep outs, not that we ever do it, should be a clip of Nicole's laugh.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one. We should. Oh, there's Veritable Virgo. Oh, there's Daniel Beaver. Burp, burp, burp.
Good thing you wasn't here for the first 10 minutes.
Oh, God, you would have died. Sound Nazi? It was real bad.
Real, real bad. Ricky's fucking up again.
It wasn't even... I think it was
you
the
You are the producer.
Oh, so when there's a problem, it's Ricky's the producer. But when congratulations, it's Julian made it happen.
No, when you say, oh my God, look how many downloads we're getting in the first weeks now. Julian made that happen. When the sound gets fucked up, the producer made that happen. I'm just saying.
I added a few people to my Facebook this week that are new listeners. I'm sorry, I can't remember all your names. There's like five or six of them that are new listeners.
Oh,
so, yeah, so I want to send a shout out to them. And also, We got some new reviews on iTunes.
Uh-huh.
I do want to read those, though, so let me pull it up
real quick. Yeah, especially the newest one.
Ugh.
That is the awesome there.
I am so tired.
Ginger Bear.
I'm hearing about this Ginger Bear. Ginger Bear bullshit. I'm not a fucking Ginger Bear, okay, people? I am what Lauren calls a ginger beard. It's the only thing that's red on me is the beard. I promise. I don't even have enough hair to have red hair. It gets highlights in the summer.
Maybe on your back. Kidding.
You are aware that people can listen that are not in the chat room? Yes, we're aware. That's why we talk about them.
And like Ricky Stewart has said, we don't need you to point that out.
Oh, God, bitch. That that was a bitch. Shit.
Gingers have no soul.
Oh.
That's not nice.
I have a soul, and I can get a tan.
Well, you have to prove that, because I've never seen you with any kind of color.
Yeah, and you're all telling people that I don't go outside. I go outside, damn it.
You don't go outside?
I go outside,
you
damn
go
it.
You go from the front door to your car or to walk the dog.
I walk outside.
And when
in the sun.
When it's dusk.
No. Why can't... Oh. I was about to be upset because the iTunes store said they couldn't find foul monkeys. I was like,
were you angry?
I was about to be real fucking angry. So anybody have any questions for us or anything?
I know. They're being pretty...
I do get freckles. I get freckles all over my face.
They're being low-key today.
Yeah. And there's not that many people in here. Joe and Austin. Oh, that's...
They need to be our cheerleaders. Give me a U. Give me a suck. Sorry.
You suck.
Yeah, right. That's us today.
There was a hot ginger at the... con yesterday. Oh, he went Haunt Cub went to a horror movie conference thing,
right?
So you know there's all those dorky boys that are dressed up as like horror people and stuff like that.
I would kind of like to go to a Star Trek convention just to laugh
see how
at
nerdy
the people.
I know. Now are those Trekkies or Trekkers when they go?
It depends. I think they call themselves Trekkers.
Uh-huh.
And everybody else calls them Trekkies.
Oh, okay. I'm not doing anything special on Pie Day. Are you? I might eat a pie.
No, because I don't care.
Yeah. No, because I don't care.
Not really.
Okay, let's get into iTunes here. Let's read the reviews that we have.
Are we just going to make this one long show or what?
Oh, how long have we been recording?
34 minutes.
Yeah,
but only 24 after we cut out the first 10 minutes of shit.
Yeah, let's we'll read the first couple reviews here and then we'll go to the next second part.
But the horror cons are filled with tattoo guys with lots of facial hair.
Mm. Oh, doesn't sound so bad.
Maybe
we
need to go to one of those.
let's see. JN in Michigan, I guess that's what it is. JN Mish.
Okay.
Males do have PMS. Did I read this on the show last time?
I don't think so.
This show is the best. All you do is laugh with Ricky being on his time of the month, and Julian can't find his meds persona. If you don't have this podcast in your collection, you're a flatliner.
He thinks it's a persona.
I know. That's cute. That is so cute.
He thinks it's an act that I'm crazy.
Texas Ian says, hooked. Just got an iPhone last week and stumbled upon Foul Monkeys. Downloaded over 200 episodes. I'm sorry.
I know.
And listen all day at work. Great job. Rarely a dull moment. Thank you. Since you're new and you have left us an iTunes review, you're fucking awesome. But where are you at? I know it looks like you're in Texas, but I don't know where at. We need to put you in the map.
Yeah. There's some episodes I can barely listen to and I'm on them.
Oh, my God. I didn't even know I still had 200 of them up, so. let's see here. We have one more. My shit keeps hitting the... Here we go. Jimmy Bear 68 says, these guys are warped. Very fun stuff. You'll enjoy Julian and the Ginger Bear.
Was it Jimmy?
Yes.
Jimmy, you're awesome. And from now on, if everybody that leaves iTunes reviews can put Ginger Bear in there somewhere,
you'll send them a picture of your dick.
Or a dick.
No, your dick.
They cannot prove it's not mine.
They can send it to me and I could tell them if it's yours. Oops.
You're horrible.
Oh, I sorry. Why is your face red?
No reason. No, 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 no. Julian did not do it with the
no
Ricky.
Ew.
No.
No.
Let's just clear that up right now. Yeah. Julian and Ricky have not slept together.
No.
No.
That's so. Not... yeah, I'm sickies. I'm still a little sickies.
Ricky's sicky and I'm all better.
No, Julian and I have never hooked up. We have never...
done anything, yeah. Really. Let's just
We've
say...
lived here for a year. We haven't even seen each other, like, even close to naked.
No. But let's just say Ricky has... seen my junk at some point. Back in the days
Back
when
in
I
the day
DJ'd.
Of like,
yeah.
Julian protests too much. Who's Knock Knock? Are they a new person?
I don't know.
All right, let's end this one. You want to end this one?
Certainly.
And then we'll start again with the second part.
Okay.
Okay.
But all remember, right. Everyone in the chat room, don't go anywhere.
Yeah, we're not going anywhere. Give us a call at 206-984-3685 or 863-666-0377.
You can email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com or jcmarple@gmail.com. Shut up.
You can send us stuff at P.O. Box 725, Lakeland, Florida, 33801. You can view our Facebook page. The Foul Monkeys Facebook page.
You can follow me on Facebook and Twitter at JC Marple.
And you can follow me at Facebook/Ricky Burton. And you can follow me on Twitter as Foul Monkeys.
Woo-hoo.
And Ricky Burton if you're special. Is that all we have to say on the show?
Is that like special? Or
yeah.
Okay. I love Ricky.
I ate all my corn today.
Just not right. The brown part.
Ew. Alright, so we're out of here. This is Ricky.
And this is Julian.
And you've downloaded episode 268. We're out of here. Bye.
Bye.